job and $4,000 out of store. Stop. Stop.
Jake's yet to get a whammy.
Today, these three players are after high stakes, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter DeMarcus.
Hey! Thank you.
Thank you, Rod. And welcome, everyone, to Press Your Luck, where you want to avoid the whammy and win some big bucks. Right now, let's meet the three players who are going to be pressing their luck today, starting with our returning champion, Eleanor. How are you, Eleanor?
Really good.
$3,500?
Right.
Well done. Now, you retired after 42 years with what company?
Sears.
And what did you do there?
I was chief operator, telephone operator.
Telephone operator,
right.
How many of the 42 years did you do that?
42 years.
42 years on the phone? It's a lot of talking.
Right, it is.
All right. Well, let's hope you have some more good luck with us.
Thank you.
All right. Let's meet a second challenger. It is Linnell Harris. How are you, Linnell?
Hi.
Little fan club, Linnell. Where are you from?
I'm from Detroit, and I'm from Tucson, but now I'm in California.
Ah, how long in California?
About 3 months.
How do you like it?
I love it.
It's nice. Huh? You'd like it more if you do real well
here. I sure
here,
will.
Right? Okay, I hope you do.
Thank
Welcome,
you.
Linnell. And our third player is Neil Singer. How are you, Neil?
Hi, fine, Peter.
Neil, I understand you and your wife graduated from different universities.
Well, it makes for a very interesting relationship. I graduated from USC and she graduated from UCLA.
So I see. Well, Neil, I'm also from UCLA, so you may have a problem.
Not a good way to start, Peter.
How do you deal with the UCLA SC football game?
It's kind of tough. Hopefully, we'll pull it through this year.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. All right, good luck on Press Your Luck.
Thank you very much.
Okay, players, here we're going to play. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask you four questions. Your correct answers will earn you spins of the big Press Your Luck game board. The more spins you have, the more money you can win. Because as you know, our board is loaded with thousands of dollars in cash, terrific prizes, and every time you stop the board like this... Just made it. Trip to San Diego for me. However, on occasion, you can get a whammy. I'd never hit a whammy, but on occasion, others do. If you do that, he comes out, reduces your total to zero. Not a lot of fun, so let's avoid him and let's forget the whammy even exists. This is too nice of a day before Thanksgiving. We don't want to deal with whammies, right?
No.
Okay. Are you all ready to press your luck?
Let's go.
Good. I'm ready. Here's the first question. Which poultry available in any supermarket is higher in protein and lower in calories and saturated fats than any other? Eleanor.
Chicken.
All right. If you are right, Eleanor, you're going to pick up three spins. I'll give your answer and two others to Linnell and Neil. If they're right, they'll earn a spin apiece. Is the correct answer chicken, turkey, or duck, Linnell?
I'll say turkey.
Linnell will say turkey. Let's go to Neil.
I'll agree with Linnell. I think it's turkey.
You think it's turkey. Well, that most healthy fowl is turkey. Correct. Eleanor doesn't pick up any spins. Linnell gets one, and Neil gets one. Here we go with some more questions. Here's a timely question. From what New England state do we get most of our cranberries? Neil.
I believe it's New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. All right. Is the correct answer New Hampshire, Massachusetts, or Rhode Island, Eleanor?
I'll say Rhode Island.
Eleanor says Rhode Island. Well, now, what do you say?
I'll say Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Well, most of our cranberries come from Massachusetts.
Hey!
Linnell's right. Eleanor, no spins. Linnell picks up, one goes to two, Neil stays at one. Here is our third question. Of the 10 hottest cities in the United States, 6 of them are in the same state. What state is it? Eleanor.
California.
All right, is the correct answer California, Florida, or Texas? Linnell?
California.
California says Linnell. Let's go to Neil.
It'd be different. I think it was Texas.
I think it was Texas. Well, those 6 hot spots are in the state of Texas. All right. No spins. Linnell stays at two, and Neil picks up a spin, goes to two. Eleanor, it's the last question. Get some spins here, okay?
Right.
Here we go. What meal of the day do people eat at home more than any other? Eleanor.
Breakfast.
All right, is the correct answer breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Linnell?
I'll say dinner.
Nell will say dinner, let's go to Neil.
I think it's breakfast.
You think it's breakfast. Well, the most eaten meal at home is breakfast. Well done, Eleanor. Big three. And Linnell stays at two, and Neil goes to three. And all you players will be getting those pins for the big dress-up game board. See how you can do with the money when we come back.
Look at this beautiful convertible. A brand new car. Brand new car. A brand new automobile. Take a look.
Here's and hers automobile.
Another car on the show tonight.
Vintage Wheelin' and Dealin' never goes out of style.
That's yours. That car is yours.
Let's make a deal. Tonight at 8 on Buzzer. Let's play.
Time to turn those spins into dollars. We don't need any turkeys today, which translates to whammy, so stay away from that. We've got $13,000 in cash up there on that board, as well as prizes, some surprises. Each spin can bring you up to $1,500. Remember, the player who ends this round on top plays last in the final round, and that's a big advantage. Remember, you can pass your remaining spins if you're afraid of the whammy. Everything is at stake each time you spin, and four whammies put you out of the game. That would be an unpleasant situation. Now we're going to go to the player with the fewest spins. That's Linnell with two spins, okay. No dollars. Here we go, Linnell. Let's
okay,
make some
let's
money.
Let's go. How about some money? Stop.
Stop on a bracelet. Linnell, a bracelet, pearl bracelet, $550. One more spin left.
Okay, so you going? Let's go. I'm going to go for it. Stop.
Stop at $750. $1,300, Linnell, two spins. Excellent. We have a tie with Eleanor and Neil at three spins. The player to my left goes first. That is Eleanor. Are you ready with your three spins, Eleanor? Here goes the champ.
Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $650. Second place, Eleanor. Two more spins.
Go.
Going for first place. She wants that advantage.
Big bucks.
$550. $1,200. Second place, $100 less than an L. One more spin. $1,200 at stake, looking for money.
Big bucks.
$450, Eleanor. That's $1,650, first place for now. We're going to go over to Neil, who's got no dollars but three big spins. Let's see how you can do with those three spins. You big,
let's go.
The
big
Trojan's
bucks.
Going
big
for
bucks.
It. Stop. Stop at $550. Third place for now, two more spins.
Big dollars. Let's stop.
Stop at flatware, Neil. Value of that flatware is $550. You are up to four figures, $1,100. $550 less than Eleanor. One more spin. Going to go for it. Let's see if Eleanor gets that first place or whether it goes to Neil. Stop at a brass bed. The value of that brass bed is $600. Neil, $1,700. We've got Linnell at $1,300. Eleanor at $1,650. Neil at $1,700. And you've got the advantage, Neil, because you have come in first in round one. Excellent. The whammy is obviously out eating turkey. We'll be right back with more questions, spins, prizes, and surprises right after this.
How do you spell super password?
SUPERPASSWORD.
Super password tonight at SIX on Buzzer.
All right, players, I just wanted to tell you that the reason there were no whammies, I sent the whammy out to go find us a turkey during the first half, so hopefully he'll be gone the whole show. That's, you know, in the meantime, I do have four more questions. Those questions translate to answers, which translates to spins. Spins in this round can be worth as much as $5,000 apiece. A lot of money, right? All right, and whoever wins this round is going to get to go home tomorrow with all the money and come back again, and that's important. Are you ready? Here's the first question. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and so we have a turkey of a question. What state raises the most turkeys? Okay, turkeys, I'll give you the question in multiple choice form. Somebody from UCLA would have gotten it, you know that. All right, here it is. What state raises the most turkeys? Is the answer Rhode Island, California, or Massachusetts? What do you think, Eleanor?
California.
Eleanor goes with California. Linnell.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, says Linnell. Let's go to Neil and see what he says.
Well, they had the cranberries. I think maybe they have the turkeys, too. Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Well, the state with the most turkeys is California. Eleanor picks up a spin. Second question. Well, could be $5,000, Eleanor. What food comes in over 5,000 varieties and has been called poor man's meat, rich man's treat? Neil.
Caviar.
Caviar, all right. Is the correct answer caviar, bread, or cheese, Eleanor?
Bread.
Bread, says Eleanor. Linnell, what do you have to say?
I'll say cheese.
You'll say cheese. Well, poor man's meat and a rich man's treat is cheese.
Right.
Correct. Eleanor stays at one. Linnell picks up a spin. And USC is embarrassed right now, Neil. All right, I'll give you another question here. All three of you. Here's Johnny. And Johnny recently celebrated an anniversary. How many years has Johnny Carson been doing The Tonight Show? Linnell?
25 years.
25. Is the correct answer 25, 20, or 21? Eleanor?
20.
20, says Eleanor. We'll go over to Neil.
I think it's 21.
You think it's 21? Well, Johnny celebrated his 21st anniversary. Eleanor stays at one. Linnell stays at one. And Neil goes to one. A three-way tie. I have a tiebreaker question. Here it comes. Americans buy more of these nuts than any other. What are they? Neil?
Peanuts.
All right. Is the correct answer peanuts, almonds, or cashews? Eleanor?
Peanuts.
Peanuts, says Eleanor. Let's go to Linnell.
I'll say peanuts.
Peanuts. Well, those most munched nuts are peanuts. Correct. Eleanor goes to two. Linnell goes to two. And Big Neil buzzes in and he goes to four. All right, players, you're all going to get a chance to take those things to the Big Treasure Luck game board and show us who the winner's going to be today when we come back right after this.
Can you imagine TV without the deal of the day? The winning match, easy as...
Hi.
Yeah. Or the family huddle?
Come on, honey.
Well, maybe you can imagine it, but why would you want to?
He's holding my hand.
Now, don't do that.
I am not.
Primetime Buzz. TV just wouldn't be the same without it. Tonight, starting at 8, only on Buzzer. Let's play.
We are now here on Free Thanksgiving Day to make sure those spins turn into mighty big dollars. And you know what we have up there on that board? $50,000 in cash, just waiting for you to get your hands on it. Oh, who is right? And don't forget. However, there are a few whammies up there, but let's hope he's still out. So be careful in any event. Let's look at monies. We've got Linnell at $1,300, Eleanor at $1,650, and Neil at $1,700. My, that buys a lot of cranberries. Now, Neil, with $1,700, you are in first place. You came in first in round one, so you get to sit back and relax, enjoy yourself while Linnell and Eleanor fight it out before they even get to you. So now you've acquitted yourself rather well, Neil. I'm sure the SC people are very pleased now. All right? We're going to go to the player with the least amount of money, Linnell, with $1,300 and two spins. Okay. Two spins can make you $10,000 or more, Linnell. You ready? Let's go after that $5,000.
Okay, stop
at a trampoline, Linnell. Value of the trampoline is $828. Brings your total up to $2,128.
Okay,
first place for now. $2,128 at stake. Here goes Linnell. Stop at a windjammer cruise. The value of that six-day cruise is $2,100. You doubled your money. $4,228. First place for now. Let's go over to Eleanor with $1,650. Two spins, Eleanor. Looking for that big box. Here goes the champ. Oh!
Sweet potatoes, cranberries, and a turkey.
Better luck next time, pilgrim.
Question is, which one was the turkey? Oh, Eleanor, no dollars, one whammy. He did come back, but you've got one spin. You can pick up $5,000. Let's go. Let's make some money, Eleanor.
Big bucks.
$750 and a spin. Very important. You're back in the dollars, and you picked up another spin, Eleanor. All right, the champ's going. $750 and a spin. Looking for big bucks. $750 and a spin again. 1500 Eleanor, still third place, one spin. Are you ready?
Gotta go.
Looking for $5,000. 750 again, 2250 Eleanor. Second place for now. We're going to go over and have a little discussion with Neil, who's got $1,700 third place, but four big spins. Okay. Here's the rivalry.
Let's get the big
Neil's
bucks.
Going for it.
Stop
at $2,000. That's $3,700, Neil. About $500 less than Neil. Three spins. Going for it.
Stop
at $3,000 and a spin. $6,700, still has three spins, first place by $2,500, Neil.
We're going.
Gonna go, he says. $6,700 at stake. $6,700. Stall. Whammy did some land clearing, Neil. At your expense, unfortunately, $0, but you've got two spins left. Get yourself up. You ready? Two spins. Here he goes. Looking for big bucks. Big screen TV, Neil. The value of that TV is $3,800. Now, Neil, let's assess your position for a moment. You are in second place, $3,800. Linnell has $4,228. You've got about $400 less than she has. If you take this spin and pick up $500 or more, you're the champ. You can pass it to her. You don't want to pass?
No,
Neil's going for it. $3,800. Neil's the champ or Linnell? Who's it going to be? Here it goes.
Stop
at $2,500, and Neil's done it. $6,300, Neil. Congratulations. You took all that kidding about SC, but you came through when the chips were down. Oh, we're going to come right back and find out exactly what you've won right after this. Congratulations, Neil.
Up next, cute kids attempt to confuse adults on Child's Play. Then it's our celebrity-studded version of charades on Body Language. Stay tuned.
Some member of our studio audience will receive from Skyway Luggage the new checkable his or her four-pocket Sky Pack, the garment bag to go on the plane with you, and some luggage from Skyway. And now back to Peter and Press Your Luck.
We're back with today's big Press Your Luck winner, Neil, with $6,300. USC guy, you. And sit back, relax, because Rod Ruggie's going to tell you exactly what you won. Rod?
I sure will, Peter. Neil, you've won a big screen television. It's a rear screen videoscope projection TV with 46-inch screen, measured diagonally, capable cable-adaptable tuning circuitry. The Sony KPR4600 has the Matrix sound system. That prize, totaling $3,800, combined with the $2,500 in cash you've won, gives you a grand total of $6,300. Congratulations,
Neil. $6,300. As I recall, you answered four questions. Well, actually, you had four spins that you earned in that second round. And if we transfer that, we find out that each spin was worth over $1,500.
Fantastic.
You answered the most questions correctly. And that does put you in charge. So you showed that that's the way to win this game. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're going to have a couple days to think about it, you know, to have some turkey and kind of revel in all the victory, you know, before you come back. So
we'll
enjoy
ready.
It.
Thank
okay?
You.
Eleanor.
Yes.
You were terrific. $3,500 you're leaving with today. That's a nice hunk of money. Congratulations. You were a terrific champ. Congratulations on your retirement and your retirement from here. But I hope you had a good time.
I had a wonderful time.
Good.
Thank you.
Linnell, you played the game well. You're a terrific player. I want to thank you. You're not going to be going away empty-handed because we have some nice prizes for you. Thanks
thank
for being
you.
With us.
I had a great
All right?
time.
We'll see you next time, Neil. Hey, and everybody, don't be upset, but we won't be with you tomorrow and Friday. Oh, no tears, please. Please. But hold on, because we'll be back on Monday pressing our luck. And we hope you'll join us then. And until then, do remember, the Whammy probably wasn't invited to that first Thanksgiving dinner because the Pilgrims wanted their dinner to be a winner. This is Peter Tamarkin saying so long for Press Your Luck. Bye-bye.
Here's what we have for our departing contestants. The 22-piece Master Mechanic Multi-Drive Socket Set, complete with lid and box, exclusively from True Value Hardware Stores. Plus, Kentucky Fried Chicken gift certificates and special thermal bag. Don't forget the fresh made-from-scratch buttermilk biscuits, too. All from Kentucky Fried Chicken. Also, Garanimals matching tags items. Children's wear, famous for the quality, fit, and fashion mothers insist on. Garanimals for boys and girls, and for the teens. And Success Boiling Bag Rice, perfect every time. Once you taste the success, nothing else will do. Plus, the Presto Popcorn Now, plus Hot Air Popper. Pops any kind of popcorn, gourmet or regular, with great results every time from Presto. Also, Nap Robin's Lip Prime. Invisible, silky soft lip care cream helps stop lipstick bleeding and feathering, improves the look and feel of your lips.